Well, we now go on to our classic food club, and I have on the line Chantal Dartnell, who is the most amazing chef, and she's chatting about us to, about her new Roots and Shoots menu from served from Restaurant Mosaic at the Orient. Good morning to you, Chantal. How are you doing?
Very good, and yourself, Tamara. It's wonderful to chat to you again.
Well, it is. It's fantastic. I've been looking through this menu, that this new menu that I believe comes out next week, am I right?
That is correct, yes. We were hoping to launch with the autumnal equinox, but we've had so many requests to extend the current menu.
Yes.
For a little while longer for those guests who didn't get to make it. So we've proposed just to launch a little bit later.
Okay, now what you're now launching, am I right, is the autumnal equinox, is that right?
The menu is called Roots and Shoots.
Okay, well, so I have got...
That's the new...
Okay, that's wonderful. Chantal, just tell us a bit about it, because I'm looking at just dishes that are completely intriguing. Shall we start off with your amuse-bouche?
Yes, absolutely. This is what I call the prelude to Roots and Shoots. So with this dish, we are just enticing the palate with little things like olive madeleines. We make the most beautiful macaroons that we fill with a nasturtium cream. And then naturally, corn on the cob is one of those little naughty and decadent dishes where you bite into the croquette and you've got this beautiful, warm, creamy corn mousse that melts out into your mouth. And then as we then progress into the menu, the whole idea behind Roots and Shoots was to present the life cycle of ingredients in nature. So from the seed, you have these beautiful little sprouts coming out, and then the next is the shoots, and that's why the first course is called Simply Shoots.
And then from there,
you have the roots forming, and that would be then the bountiful beetroot, where we have an entire composition of the sweet taste of all the different varieties of beetroot in about 10 different preparations. So that's a pretty spectacular dish. So the whole menu is just a progression of life.
You know, I know people make fun of people who take photographs of food. but if you're ever going to take a photograph of food, please, when you do go to the Orient and you witness what you're about to eat, You cannot help but want to whip out your phone. How do you feel about it, Chantal, or do you discourage it?
Do you know what? It makes me so excited to see that people are so taken up with what we plate and what we present. Because this is like telling a story on a plate. So I love the fact that people take pictures of my food.
Yeah. Well, I just can't help myself, but... that's me. Indochine, a taste from the East. Now, I'm looking at skate wings, which is one of my favorite dishes. But you've put lemongrass shoots there. And with something called minkam, is it? I don't know what that is.
Minkam. Now, my last journey was to the East. And I lost my heart there many, many years ago. It's almost like my second home. So this dish is an ode to all my inspiration and taste that I have experienced over the years. Now, what minkam is, it's a little snack that they have in the East, where it's a combination of lemongrass, lime, caramelized cashew nuts, a little hint of chili and ginger. So it's literally an explosion of taste in your mouth. And this is what the inspiration for this dish was all about.
And perfect with skate wings, of course. I can just imagine that, because it would elevate it hugely.
That's it. The skate wings is quite a delicate taste, but I love the texture of the skate wings as those little slivers just come apart, and you have this airy, foamy, sweet curry sauce that accompanies this. And I've had so many guests also asking me, you know, what did you experience in the East? Are you going to be creating a dish? So this is the dish.
This is it. Scallops with maritime broth and horseradish root, another root, there we go. Delicious. Your scallops come from where?
We have the Irish scallop, and they are brought in from La Marina. Yeah. But what is so spectacular about these scallops is naturally they're sustainably farmed, and they are very, very big. So they're almost the size of the palm of your hand. Well, my hand is not that big, but a normal size palm. And yes, the maritime broth is all of these salty flavors. So you've got bonito, a beautiful salty tuna that comes in. You have the seaweed, the kombu. So all of these natural sea flavors that combine into this clear broth.
Yes.
So it's very hearty, very comforting, very earthy, especially for autumn.
Now, I'm skipping over a few things because we're going to run out of time, but I'm looking now at 36 days mature Angus beef with sweet breads, country mushrooms, celeriac leaves, which is delicious, and a cognac cream. Well, that would, you know, that would do me beautifully. Angus beef, is it locally grown or are you importing that?
This is local. So the Angus family actually has these cows down in Franschhoek. So okay, very, very beautiful cows, grass-fed, no antibiotics, and the meat is really, really beautiful. Mm. Now, this dish almost, you know, if you read through it, it sounds totally exotic and elaborate. But the inspiration for this was while we were traveling in France, I was eating in one of the most beautiful little romantic bistros with a little bit of an Art Nouveau feel, naturally, but just experiencing, for them, steak and frites is one of those ultimate luxuries.
Yeah.
And the meat tells the story of quality. And it was very important to relay that message. Good quality meat, bring in some of those decadent sweetbreads, and the cognac cream with a little bit of the black pepper just makes the dish totally, totally decadent.
Well, we can go on. I mean, there are the most delicious looking recipes and dishes here. Just tell me that all of this, obviously, you pair with wines, but I was also interested, and you import, you have French wines, you have local wines, and it's extensive. But I was just intrigued to see that you also had an alcohol-free list of pairings that go with various dishes that you offer on the menu. And they look like they are made from things that have come from your garden. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
That is very true. We have found that more and more people are looking for an alternative to a glass of wine. And all of these non-alcoholic drinks, we pair in exactly the same fashion that we would pair a glass of wine.
Yeah.
So we look at the components that you find in the drink as well as in the dish. And you are very correct in saying that we harvest these from our garden. So we make brews with beetroots and fruit extractions and peas and dried flowers. And it's really a lot of fun, and it just gives you that added dimension.
Yes.
When tasting the dish.
And is that presented in the same way as your very able sommelier does?
It is. So here's a surprise, our waitress. She is in charge of presenting the non-alcoholic drinks, and she is really, really phenomenal. This is her passion in the restaurant. Mm. So each one of these drinks has got a special glass that it is presented to you. Some of the teas are brewed right at the table, and there is an explanation with every single one of them. So just like you would have a little story to tell you more about the wine, you have the same with the non-alcoholic drinks.
Now, how long is this menu going to be kept at Origins?
Well, the roots and shoots menu will go through up until the 22nd of September,
right,
which is then the spring solstice.
Mm.
So, or actually the next equinox, and we change over every time with the solstices and the equinoxes.
Wonderful. Well, it's I think that one would have to return often in order to do all this justice, because I can see that one would actually have to spend a long time deciding. And failing that, of course, you've just got to come back. Now, just tell everybody how far out of town you are, or say if one was coming from Sandton, how long would it take us to drive to you at Mosaic?
From Sandton, I would say about an hour's drive.
Yes.
And definitely the best route to take would be via Malibongwe past Lanseria. From Pretoria, you're looking at a maximum of 45 minutes. So we're literally situated in the middle of Pretoria and Johannesburg.
And, of course, one can stay.
definitely. We would encourage.
Yes, no, if you're going to do justice to all those wines, I think probably you would need to. I'm not sure whether Uber exactly. makes it out to you.
Unfortunately, Uber doesn't, so, but Ulysses does. So.
Okay. So we're not, so there is an alternative if people want to, but I can't
exactly.
wait to come and taste this. Chantal, thank you so much for chatting to us. The menu is called New Roots and Shoots. It's so exciting, and the restaurant is Mosaic at the Orient, and I've been chatting to Chantal Dartnell. Take care, Chantal. Thanks so much.
Thank you for your time, Tamara. Goodbye.
Bye.